Running on empty. I just filled the tank on my Subaru. Driving around the last couple of days, I've watched the needle on my gas gauge drop steadily toward E. If you've been driving for any length of time, you know this is fairly automatic, a non-event. You glance at the gauge, calculate how far you can drive, and think of when and where to fill up before your car abruptly sputters to a stop. Gauging our spiritual and emotional reserves is far more complex. We have a tendency to run on empty without realizing it. When running on fumes, our mood sours, our creativity evaporates, and we find it challenging to make basic decisions. If we want to love and serve faithfully over a lengthy period of time, we must become specialists at refreshing our weary spirits. So this week, let's focus on filling the tank. Day 6. Quitting before the finish line. A few summers ago, I sat listening to Huey Lewis at an outdoor concert. Back in 1985, one of his hit songs, The Power of Love, anchored the soundtrack to the movie Back to the Future. Before performing the number that evening, Lewis said, joking, "When I wrote this years ago, I had no idea I would have to sing this song every day for the rest of my stinking life." The crowd laughed. Then the punch of the opening notes blasted from the stage, and Lewis brought it. Even though he had performed the number hundreds of times before, he refused to phone it in. He belted out the song with energy, and we felt that we had been given a gift. I love encountering people who bring energy and passion to their work long after the initial enthusiasm has burned off. Where have you seen this? It's visible in the teacher pouring creativity into her lessons when well past her 20th year as an educator. I've witnessed it in my family doctor, who thoughtfully engages patients when he walks through the door of an examination room, although he's done it literally thousands of times. You detect it in the gray-haired carpenter, who still cares whether the house he's framing is square. To be excited about one's work when it is new and fresh is one thing. To bring ourselves to tasks we've been doing for years is something else entirely. I have long known that 30 years in a vocation do not automatically translate into 3 decades of passion. Just because we do something for a long time doesn't mean we excel at it. In fact, as the years compound, we can grow bored, disillusioned, or cynical. The amount of time on the line can work against us, slowly jading us, numbing us. When did you quit? In businesses, schools, churches, and families, we tend to quit long before we reach the finish line. Discouraged and disillusioned, we zone out, numb out, or check out. Is it possible that you are still married but you gave up on your marriage years ago? Are you sharing the same house but you emotionally abandoned your spouse long ago? Are the two of you going through the motions of being a married couple, trying to make everything look okay to the outside world while things are falling apart inside? Did you stop parenting years before your child moved out of your home? Did the challenges of adolescence cause you to throw in the towel? Do you remember an altercation or deception or insult when you silently, or perhaps not so silently, vowed, "I'm done"? Do you recall a deeply disappointing conversation when your boss, board, or ministry squashed the best idea ever? What happened in your spirit that night and in the ensuing weeks?